This one is people with stuff in cars. Disclaimer as always, if you're a buttercup, snowflake, switch off now. Right, for you retrobates, I want to listen to some good stories. This is two in this one. It's about people that leave stuff in cars. Now, late at night, we turn up to this person's house, just a normal street, knock the door. And the bloke come to the door, nice bloke. And I think he lived with his mum. And he's like, "No, yeah, right, lads, yeah, right." We're like, "Wow," we're whispering. "Yeah, yeah, my mum's in there." We're like, "Yeah, mate, your car's up for repossession." "Yeah, yeah, yeah, okay, okay. You can have it, you can have it. Come back in an hour." We're like, "Come back in an hour? What, mate? We can't come back in an hour. We've got an agent stood by your car. So just empty it. Come back in an hour, mate. Come back in an hour." We're like, "Mate, we can't." And he starts like shaking. "Oh, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with it. Please come back in an hour. Please come back in an hour." We're like, "Mate, what are you going on about? You need to just empty your car." "Yeah, I will empty it, but come back in an hour." We're like, "No, just empty your car, mate." And he shuts the door. Then he opens it. He went, "What are you guys still doing here?" We went, "We've got an agent, but I can't. We're just going to break window, mate." And he goes, "Oh, fucking all right, mate. All right. So we're like, "What the fuck's going on?" So he shuts the door again. He comes out with like three black bin liners empty. I'm like, what are you doing with that? "I'm going to empty my car." "All right, just empty your car." Went round the corner. And he goes, "Can you just give me 10 minutes? Went, "Mate, you're not, because you're going to jump in it. You're going to jump in it. You're going to jump in your car and drive off. We're not going to give you 10 minutes. We stay here. We stay with the car with you. You open up the driver's door, which they usually do. We open up the passenger door and someone would stand in the passenger. Now, if they went round to the passenger side, we would go round to the driver's side or open up the back doors so they couldn't drive off." He opened up his door, his driver's door. And there was like bottles of whiskey, half bottles of whiskey. You could see them all by the gear stick. And we're like, "Oh, he's a bit of a drinker." Then we looked in the back and we're like, "Fucking shit you not." All the back seats and the footwells had empty bottles of whiskey. But I mean, just not just one bottle. We're talking probably about 100 bottles. We're like, "Fuck, what's..." This bloke didn't even look like he had a drinking problem. So then you couldn't even open up the passenger doors at the back because the bottles would fall out onto the street. So we had to stay there and wait for this bloke to empty these bottles out of his car. And he had three bin liners full of empty bottles. Just bizarre. This is just, you know, some of the other things you see, some of the other things you come across. Now, going on about something else in a car, because this little story has two sides to it. We was waiting for this bloke about 2 a.m. and we was on this new estate somewhere and we was in a village and we weren't near anywhere else. So we couldn't really go and do another repo and come back to this one. So we just had to sit and wait. It was on a new build. And this bloke was army. We didn't know if he was on leave. We didn't know anything. And I had just had a hunch, and it was 2 a.m. And I said to the other eight, "He could be at night, could be doing something." And I don't know why I stayed there. But we stayed there till about 3. And my brother, I remember my brother was there, and I can't remember who else was there. But it was like, but my hunch paid off. It's just something, I knew this bloke was going to come back. And he pulled up outside his house. So as soon as he pulled up outside his house, we sort of like ambushed him. We tried to box him in. As soon as he was getting out, we opened up the passenger side and said, "Look, you know, your car's been repossessed." We couldn't drive off. This bloke went absolutely apeshit. Absolutely fucking apeshit. Trying to fight us, trying to do this. And after it all settled down, he was calling us everything under the sun, saying he was going to find out where we live, find out what he was going to do to us. He was going to do everything to us. And As we was driving off, I think he was throwing stuff at the car and everything. And we drove off. And normally we used to check the cars before they went to auction. So we drove down the road. And my brother says, "I'll just check it." So we checked his whole car. It was all right. And then we had a look in the boot, and this bloke had given us so much fucking shit. He'd given us loads in front of his girlfriend. His girlfriend was there. He's trying to give it, you know, big bollocks. He went to the boot, opened up the spare wheel cover, and there was like magazines in there, dirty magazines. And all right, people have porn and things. It was proper foot fetish, you know, midget foot fetish and stuff. We're like, fucking hell. And this bloke had given us so much shit. So he was going to kill us, find out where he lived. He was in the army and everything. So he was like, fuck you. We got all these porn. Obviously, he didn't take it out because his missus was there. Went back to his door. He opens the window. What the fuck do you want? I'm going to fucking... Hey, mate, you forgot your fucking porn. Just fucking threw it all on his fucking garden. He couldn't get out of that fucking house quick enough to try and get it up. His missus is trying to see what it is. He's there fucking trying to pick his porn up, and that was it. So, moral of the story is, don't fuck repo men off if you've got a porn fetish, especially if it involves midgets.